The music we call rock and roll became popular in the United States about 60 years ago. Rock and roll developed from two other musical traditions, blues and rhythm and blues. Saxophone player Grady Gaines was one of the people who helped define rock music in its early days. He performed with such 1950s stars as Little Richard, Sam Cooke, and Fats Domino. Grady Gaines has now told the story of his life in a book called I've Been Out There. During the early years of rock and roll, sax player Grady Gaines felt like he was on top of the world. He can be seen performing with Little Richard in the 1956 film, Don't Knock the Rock. White teenagers loved rock and roll music. Their support helped break down racial barriers in the United States. Grady Gaines says he and his fellow musicians did not fully understand the powerful effect they were having on American society. He thought they were just playing the songs they had always played, but with a few small differences.
We didn't know that it was going to be rock and roll, because we all thought we were doing rhythm and blues.
Mr. Gaines says Little Richard should be recognized for what happened.
He actually is the first one who created the rock and roll stuff, and Richard, Little Richard is. Yeah, funny jokes to tell. He always has something exciting to make you laugh. To be around him, your whole spirit get lifted, because he was that type of guy.
Just as he became the most famous rock and roll star in the country, Little Richard left the music business to become a clergyman. Grady Gaines then began to play for singer Sam Cooke.
I play with Sam Cooke, it would be mellow, and I would try to make my band sound a fit Sam Cooke style.
Mr. Gaines played with many of the most popular singers of the early rock and roll period. He then returned to his home in Houston, Texas, where he continues to perform with his own band. Rod Evans helped Grady Gaines write his autobiography.
I went to Grady's house and I just sat down with a tape recorder, and after researching his life, came up with a bunch of questions to ask him about different segments of his life.
Mr. Gaines says he worked hard to remember the events of his life.
I tried to tell them all in that book as much as I could remember. And every time I read that book, it's just like me reliving my life over again.
Rod Evans says he is sorry he was not able to talk with Little Richard about the book.
Initially, I thought I was going to be able to get him into the book and talk to him about bringing Grady into his band, but his health just declined to the point that he just really wasn't up to doing it.
Grady Gaines is now 81 years old. He continues to play the saxophone, mostly for private parties. People continue to enjoy seeing and listening to one of the musicians who helped create rock and roll. I'm Christopher Jones Cruz. And now, words in this story. Stuff, noun, informal, a word that is used to speak in a general way about something that is talked about or written about. Mellow, adjective, very calm and relaxed. Style, noun, a particular form or design of something. Autobiography, noun, a biography written by the person it is about. Bunch, noun, informal, a large amount, a lot. Segment, noun. One of the parts into which something can be divided. Initially, adverb. Occurring at the beginning of something. Up to doing it, idiom. Feeling strong enough or healthy enough to engage in an activity. What kind of music is popular in your country? We want to hear from you. Write your thoughts in the comments section.